necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I just want to talk about the different groups of people that's joined the Black Lives Matter movement. So within the Black Lives Matter movement, I have seen Asians, Hispanics, whites, and just all different peoples from around the world joining in the movement. And the thing I have a major issue with is the fact that we've allowed them to join in on this movement. One reason why is that Asian people don't even like their own dark-skinned Asians. Hispanics? Oh, we know that they're infamous for telling their own people to actually date someone or marry someone, or even have children with someone that's lighter than them. And we obviously know that white people do not like, love, or want to be around or with any form of blackness. They're just doing this for clout. They're just doing it to look like they care, and really they don't. And the sad part is, you have a lot of anti-black people that have joined in also to make it look like they care when they hate themselves. Because in places like Jamaica, the most popular thing that's there is skin bleaching cream. You would not expect them to really join in on the movement because they've been taught that whiteness is greatness. The lighter you are, the closest you are to being white, the more beautiful you look, the more handsome you are, and that's why they skin bleach themselves. And it's these type of people that have joined in on the movement, and you would never know because they've been faking it the entire time to make it look like they care when really they don't. Look at it, just days ago, there was an issue with Doja Cat because we already knew she was a self-hating person. But then again, she's not black in my opinion. But still, many people say that she is just because her daddy is black when she came out of a white woman. And she was also raised around whiteness and seeing whiteness as greater. She says at least she's light-skinned and thick. That's pretty much just spitting in your face saying at least she's not you who's dark-skinned or brown-skinned. And at least she's so close to white, she's superior than you because she could even pass for white if she wanted to. Which means she is greater than, better than you. And if she told people that she was white, they would believe her. You have those type of people also inside the movement. And they are going to fake it until they make it. But the biggest issue is the fact that we have all these different groups of people who hate blackness inside saying that they are for black lives when they have never really been for black lives. Asians definitely have never been for black people. Or did we forget all of 2019, 2018 when we had videos after videos after videos of Asian people in these salons, in their stores, beaten on black women brutally? Or did we forget that? Or did we forget that we had literal protests outside these Asian stores, blocking their businesses, boycotting them, shutting their stores down? Who remembers that story about this Korean who killed the little black girl? That don't sound like someone who would be for our movement. And that person might just still be alive with grandchildren. Hispanics, We already see it, especially if you live in the state of Florida or on the West Coast in California. They for sure have an issue with black people. And You can argue and say that's not all of them, but when the majority do, that is the ones that you see. You could go to school with someone and they could still be racist towards you. You could grow up with a person and they still be racist towards you. The whole idea of being racist towards someone is to never let them know that you are racist towards them, that you hate them deeply for the color of their skin or who they are and their culture and their personality and just everything about them. If you truly are racist, you are undercover with that until the day you die or until things truly pop off in a way that benefits you. Say you go and kill someone, you're more than likely to get away with it versus someone who looks like me and dark skin. And let's not forget, Arabs are infamous for beating black women, black men, and just coming into our neighborhoods, opening their stores, and yet hate us. How can these be the same people that's talking about Black Lives Matter, but really it don't matter to them? They just want our business. And the same goes with Hispanics and Asians, because their stores are all in our neighborhoods. If you come to my neighborhood, you could barely find a black owned business, but I guarantee you will find a Hispanic business, an Asian business, an Arab business, and no black employees. And if they are black employees, they are the kind that is Hispanic, but that's ethnicity, but they're black. So they would tolerate them in a way. With the Asians, you won't see no black people in their business as a worker. And the same goes with the Arabs, because they don't like us. The only reason why they're speaking out is because they know that their stores are in our neighborhoods. And how can you pretty much have a store in a neighborhood and not say something? Because you know you're going to lose money if you don't. Which leads me to the next thing that I want to talk about real fast. It's not long. It's pretty much about these different brands that's out here talking about Black Lives Matter to them. They're just brands. Let's just be straight up honest with this. A brand don't care about you. A brand don't care about me. They're just a brand. They care about money. So don't let them fool you into this fake belief that, oh, Black Lives Matter to me. No, they don't. Majority of the stuff that they import is coming from these Asian companies, these Asian countries. And Black Lives will not matter to them. Nor do they matter to them. They know black people are the majority who use their services. So, of course, they're going to say something. They don't want to lose, again, that green money. Especially when you look who all be making these posts about Black Lives Matter. The one I really found funny and the most ironic was the NFL. When I saw that they said that Black Lives Matter, I had a good laugh, a good 10-minute laugh. If you don't see or understand the irony in that, then you definitely have not been paying attention. I'm just waiting for the NBA to make a post about it. Oh, if they haven't by now. Now that one, I truly will laugh so hard I won't be able to sit up for a week. Because it's ironic that you're talking about Black Lives Matter, but you have a racist owner of a team. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows the team I'm talking about, because it was very controversial. And it's why I don't believe anything that's being said. Because this white man literally owned a team of black people in the NBA. And on top of it, he had a black mistress, but telling them that he don't want black people at his games. And I believe he said something about chicken being involved in that. But yeah, you get the point. White people don't care. Brands do not care. So let's not act like they do when they really don't. Lastly, I want to say no disrespect to Tip, but I will not be joining in on this blackout day. Celebrities are not our leaders. We had no true leaders. We were calling for blackout days before all of this, before T.I. even thought about this whole idea. Tumblr has a black community that has been about these blackout days for years. And all of a sudden, y'all now want to do it with us? I remember when we were actually calling for it on Facebook, and we were sending emails around telling people when this will happen, how will it happen, and what we will be doing. No one joined in on us at all. We were saying, don't buy gas on this certain day. Don't do this on that day. Let's just stick to black businesses only and supporting them all year long. And what did people do? They went back and supported the white businesses. They bought gas. I mean, it's understandable. But when we were calling for these things, no one paid attention. And it's because we're not famous or anything. And so it's like, y'all now are going to follow a celebrity who recently only seemed to care about these things. And for me, it feels forced in a way, because it doesn't feel like he's really genuine about these things. Especially after listening to his albums for years and the stuff that he says. And the same goes with a lot of these different celebrities, especially rappers. After listening to them for years and just seeing what they were about, you truly get an idea that it feels forced, that it feels like this ain't who you are. You're just putting on this persona. Jay-Z, he's just been who he was always. He just wanted your money. He ain't really care for his fans. And he's not going to be about this whole movement. It was to the point where with these blackouts that we were talking about on Facebook, we were sharing about black social medias and these Facebook killers, as what we were calling them back then. They literally could have killed Facebook long time ago. But the issue is, no one supported. One of my favorite social medias, I wouldn't not just tell people join this social media just because it's black. I would personally make a profile on that page myself and test it out for a good week or so. If I like it, I'm obviously going to stay on it. I'm going to try to use that thing to the full potential. And guess what? I loved it. It was great to actually have a social media for us, by us. Unfortunately, no one else felt the same passion as I did, and as usual, the social media died out because no one was really joining it. No one was really supporting it. It had black emojis. It was just pretty much in its own little bubble. It was literally Facebook, but for black people. And another one that I truly adore, that I say I was a member with this social media since 2008, maybe longer than that. I know it was up and around during MySpace days, and I made so many profiles on there. It was a poetry site called GS Poetry, and it was a wonderful site. It was a wonderful experience being a part of that community, but to be able to be who you are, black, a poet, a rapper, or whatever, to be able to experience new styles of poetry, and that one, without the support of people, again, it failed. The one I was talking about earlier was called Tributary. It literally had the aesthetics of Facebook that could have pretty much bankrupted Facebook if all the black people who I told about this would just have deactivate their page, or even if you ain't even have to really deactivate your page, just make a profile on there, support that. And that was it. Another one was called Brigsby. That one, oh God, that one would definitely, in this day and age, shut down Facebook. If you really want, if you were really serious about doing a blackout and not supporting social media, that one and Tributary and even GS Poetry, if you're not into poetry, that's fine. But still, the other ones, oh, those would have shut Facebook down. Where we have issues on Facebook about talking about different social injustices from racism, sexism, and all the just different isms, those two, for black people alone, would have shut down everything. But again, no support, no funding, and what happens in the end? It dies. Because me, I made screenshots of these different pages and stuff, these different social medias. I have posted about these things daily. I put links in all my posts on Facebook. I was that passionate about these black social medias. And they failed in the end. So also, I want to say that there is, when we're talking about black people, stop saying black and brown, because this whole idea of people of color, that's a racist terminology in itself that white people use to just call you colored people again. And you adopted that racist society mentality into your mind by using that term. Because it's literally, if you look up the term people of color, it's literally linked to the whole colored people trope. That's just another way they could just say you colored people. And they didn't use that as a nice term. That was just another way of calling you the N-word without saying it, if they didn't want to say the N-word. But back to the whole black social media. And now we have two more black social medias that have popped up. And so far, I've been on both for a good while. The second one I just recently joined, and I want to say it's interesting. The only thing I really don't like about it is the fact that when someone goes live, it tells you this person is going live, whether you're friends with them or not. That's the only thing I truly do not like about it. And the other one, it's pretty much a quiet site for the most part. But the issue that I find with all of them is the fact that they have a MySpace-like tendency. And what I mean by that is that the person who made the site, they are your friend on there. And that reminds me of not just MySpace. That reminds me of my yearbook, a.k.a. Meet Me. And I think social medias should be more transparent with their creators. It should be like Facebook, where your page is a blank slate. You are a blank slate on there. You should not have no friends. You should not have the person who's created your page at all, who's created the site at all. It should just be you and whomever you feel like adding to your page, that you feel like that's a friend or so, or a family member. And that's the only issues I could really say about both these sites. But outside of that, I like them. They're real nice to use. They both have that Facebook aesthetic that's real easy to use. And you can pretty much talk about anything and everything that you want on there as a black person. You're not limited to this one thing, and you aren't threatened if you say this or say that your page will be deleted or put in a jail system for a certain amount of time, and from time to days, from days to weeks, and weeks to months. And at the end of this, on the Facebook side of things, I will link all these different apps and everything. Because I feel like black people will benefit so much from them. One of these black social medias is called Melanated People. You can find it on both Google and iTunes. The other one is called Black Junction TV. It's the same as the other one. You can find it both on Google and iTunes, and I will be linking both. But what I also want to say is, where our grandparents failed is where they gave up, pretty much. And where they gave up was, instead of rebuilding Black Wall Street or different black or all these black communities, they settled for integration. And that's where they failed. They saw what white people had and wanted what white people had because of the bombings and the fires. And they gave up so easily rather than having the strength and determination to rebuild these things. And that's where we as black people are failing today. Because rioting is a great option. Protesting is a great option. But what did they do also back then that we aren't doing now? Simple answer. And that is boycott. But not just a simple boycott. Boycott with the intentions of using and having your own resources. And what I mean by that, we had black buses. We had black taxis. If they had a friend who luckily had a car, they would get inside the car with them and go to work with them. They would walk to work. They would do everything outside their power to avoid using anything white owned. And with technology today, and with how many of us know someone that has a car, or we all or work at the same job or something of that sort, and with our own black social medias, we could literally shut down this whole country in more than one way. We could literally shut down this country and not use their resources because we would have our own. So we would have no reason to complain. We would have no reason to go crazy. Granted, we still would, because it's not like we'll be tearing our own stuff up. We'll be tearing their stuff up, because we know in the end, we have our own that we go back to. What they also had back then, their own schools, their own colleges. And some of these colleges, these so-called HBCUs, are accepting and letting in non-black people into their rankings. And there was also black elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and they were just for us. If we went back to that same mentality and the same way of life back then, we could literally shut down this whole country. We could tear it up, burn it down, and still have our own in the end. Yes, they will possibly retaliate, but guess what? That will only harm them in the end, because we are the ones who truly feel this country. There is more of us than there are of them. If we decide to truly get in line and work together, they would fail at every attempt to destroy our communities, burn it, bomb it, or whatever they do, because we would be organized to the point where it's like we have our own black military. So let's just think about this for a minute. Boycotting and having your own is very much effective. And that's the next step that we should be doing and taking. Not just rioting and protesting, but actually boycotting, supporting our own, building for our own, and doing for our own.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.